This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump, who called into Fox and Friends television show on Friday morning, says he was not targeting the Bidens when he held up military aid from Ukraine. AP's correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's crazy what's going on because the people get it. It's a hoax.
President Trump says he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. His view of the impeachment investigation?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, the Bidens.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, returned to Twitter Friday after a more than two-month absence since stepping down from his White House post. Bolton wrote, "We have now liberated the Twitter account, previously suppressed unfairly in the aftermath of my resignation as national security advisor." He went on to say the White House had blocked his personal account and asked if it was out of fear of what I may say to those who speculated I went into hiding. I'm sorry to disappoint. Bolton has been called to testify in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. He has filed a court case to see whether he has to appear. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday that he would accept any court's decision into corruption charges filed against him. But in a Facebook video posted on his page, Netanyahu also repeated calls for law enforcement officials to be investigated for their conduct in his case. The corruption charges dashed already slim hopes for a unity government following September's elections. This is VOA News. Thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered on Friday to hold their alternative celebration of the country's 76th Independence Day at Martyrs Square in central Beirut. While the country's top politicians attended a military parade at a limited official Independence Day display, protesters converged on the city center waving Lebanese flags. The area has been occupied by protesters since mid-October and is closed to traffic. The demonstrations began October 17th against proposed taxes on WhatsApp. Calls turned into a condemnation of the country's political elite who have run Lebanon since the 1975 to 1990 civil war. Protesters are calling for a new government and elections outside of the traditional sectarian-based power-sharing agreement. A major internet outage in Iran aimed at suppressing anti-government protests has extended into a sixth day, with access levels rising slightly as authorities reconnected several regions to the web. In a series of Thursday's tweets, the London-based internet monitoring group NetBlox said Iran's almost total internet shutdown began to ease after 113 hours. The national connectivity rate rose from 5 to 10% and later to 15% by early Friday local time. Connectivity had plummeted to about 5% late Saturday and mostly remained at that level until Thursday afternoon. Iranian state news agencies reported that authorities were gradually restoring internet access in several regions. Iranian authorities imposed the shutdown to stop opposition activists from communicating and posting online images of nationwide protests that erupted last week in response to the government's abrupt increase in the subsidized price of gasoline. Pope Francis ministered to Thailand's tiny Catholic community on Friday, urging Thais young and old to practice their faith with joy and with a Thai face and flesh in an overwhelming Buddhist country. Thousands of Thais welcomed Francis as he traveled to St. Peter's Parish, a Catholic community outside Bangkok, to pray at the sanctuary of Thailand's first martyred priest. Later, Francis celebrated a mass dedicated to young people in Bangkok's Cathedral of the Assumption. He urged them to look to the future firmly rooted in their faith. It is the first time in a generation that Thais have seen a pope up close after St. John Paul II became the first pope to visit Thailand in 1984. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.